All right, so the video might be a little bit long to drive the point, but I promise you after I'm done, the point will make sense and hopefully you'll enjoy the message from the video. So this is something I've been thinking about for a while, which is for us to proactively redefine the meaning of the word expensive. And I think that many times we use the word expensive in a very subjective way to describe whether or something it's more, it has a higher price than we expect it to pay. I would say that would be the best way to define expensive, right? It's a higher price than we expect to pay. So I was thinking about the word expensive and how it pertains to my practice. So I was chatting with my dad a couple of weeks ago and we were just talking about my business in general, and my dad, who's like my number one fan, you know, watches all my videos and all my content, and he was asking me specifically about how I price my services and how that relates to my YouTube channel. And I can explain my philosophy on how I price consultations, because most of my clients that call me for work, especially when they call for the first time, they sort of all pay a flat fee to talk to me for a couple of hours. And I have a flat fee for that. And I don't really value price my first time conversations with my clients. I just, you know, give them a flat fee price, make it easy for them to decide if they want to work with me or not for a couple hours. And then I give them a fixed fee. Anyway, my flat fee price is somewhere around the equivalent of $300 to $350 an hour. That's a pretty high number considering what other accountants charge sort of across the board to meet people remote, you know, via phone and connected to their computer remotely. It's not really a face-to-face meeting even. So my dad was internalizing and calculating the numbers, and he asked me something like, you know, why do people pay what they pay when they talk to you? And I said, well, I think that they do it because they saw my video, they know that I knew the subject matter, maybe they try to do it on their own, and something, you know, in the areas of maybe not being able to pull it off themselves or maybe needing some additional help trigger them to call me and say, hey, let me schedule a couple hour consultation with you and I'll pay the fee up front. And people usually don't have much of an issue paying the fee because they kind of know the number up front. I posted on my website, I posted on YouTube, and I let them know on the first email that comes in, and they have no issue paying, right? And my dad asked, you know, what do other people charge for the same service? And I honestly, I don't know, but I would suspect that not a lot of accountants are charging the equivalent of $300 to $350 an hour for a QuickBooks consultation or QuickBooks support type of call. And then my dad said, you know what? That's why you're the most expensive, or something like that. And it triggered me immediately. I said, what do you mean I'm the most expensive? He said, well, you're saying nobody else charges what you charge, and therefore, you know, people are willing to pay you because you're the most expensive, and you're the best, and you're the most expensive. It's my dad, obviously. He obviously is going to say all that. So I was thinking, I told him, no, I am not the most expensive. I am the least expensive. And then my dad looks at me like, huh? I thought you said that most people charge under what you charge and people decide to go with you because you know what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, of course, that's why I'm the least expensive. And he's, you know, kind of perplexed because his perception of expensive, and is most of us, expensive means the highest price. But my logic was, no, I am the least expensive because people will hire me once and get it done right. And they will not waste time trying to do it themselves and doing it wrong. And they might not waste time working with someone that might not be a specialist in that specific subject matter of the type of customer that I'm trying to attract. So therefore, even though you're paying the highest price, I am not the most expensive. I'm actually the least expensive because I make you waste less time. I make you get the right answer up front. I make you get have your books in order and your QuickBooks in order, and I give you the answer that you're looking for immediately. Therefore, what you're getting is the sure thing. And when it comes to, let's say, products, for example, when we go shop for an audio system, and we look at all these brands and we look at all the features and we look at all the prices, at the end, a lot of us either just go for the brand name that we know is gonna work because we've done it before, because we've heard it at our friend's house, because we trust the brand to be good quality, or we do this sort of weird calculation where we take price and value and we compare features versus price and we do pros and cons. And at the end of the day, we probably end up choosing something less expensive, right? You know, a lower price, let's call it that. Something with a lower price that had the best mathematical value to price ratio. But then if it doesn't work, we end up returning it and go back and buy the original expensive product we wanted to get in the first place. Or if it doesn't solve the problem, or if it breaks, we end up having to spend more money to fix it or to get the right product, or the one that we wanted in the first place. So I think a lot of us, and myself included, we tend to misuse the word expensive to label the value of something. And yes, some things are priced more than others. That is absolutely true. I can't emphasize that enough. Like, for example, if you get on a flight and you have two prices, with one price, you know the ticket. This is like the actual, you know, state of buying airplane tickets. One price, let's say $400, lets you choose the seat. And you can sit in the window, you can sit on the aisle, in the front, in the back, whatever you felt is best, more comfortable for you. Or you can pay maybe $300, $100 less, but you don't get to choose the seat, which means that you might likely get a middle seat or something in the back or something that you don't like. So you end up taking, let's say, a 6-hour flight from Florida to California in the middle seat, super uncomfortable. Then when you get there, you know, your neck hurts, and then you're not productive in your meetings, and maybe you don't close the deal. And how much did that cost you? So many times we misconstrued price and value, mostly because it's entrenched into our heads, you know, the whole concept of cheap and expensive. And either as an accountant or a consumer or a business owner, I don't want to pay for expensive. I mean, expensive has a negative connotation. But the problem is that expensive doesn't mean, you know, a lower value or a lower price to value ratio. So sometimes we may need to bite the bullet. We have to get the best, get what works, get what something that you don't have to buy twice and 2-3 times, you know, and that sort of thing. So get the product and service that's gonna work for you. Focus on the solution, focus on the outcomes that you wanna get from whatever purchase that is, whether it's a product, an airplane ticket, or a professional services like an accountant. You know, spend the money to get the right thing, get it done once, and get it done right. Because what ends up happening is the cheapest ends up being the most expensive. The least pricey product and service that you get will be the most expensive. I mean, sometimes I hear people say, and I love this quote that says, "Do you think hiring a professional is expensive? Wait until you hire an amateur." And that's so true, right? It will become always more expensive, out-of-pocket cost, to hire the wrong provider, to buy the wrong product, to get the cheapest plane ticket, whatever it is. And I thought of plane tickets because there's planes in the background here in my house, always planes passing by. Maybe you're hearing it, maybe you're not. But that's the concept. So I wanted to hone down in that we do need to redefine the word expensive, and sometimes we need to separate the price with the value or the outcome that we want from that product or service, and not misconstrued that getting the expensive thing is the worst thing because you were a sucker or you didn't maximize a price and value and that sort of thing. So that was the simple message I wanted to give, and I do that with my clients every day when the clients go, "Whoa, you know, you're expensive," and I say, no, I'm the least expensive, and I explain why. And once you go through that logic with a client, they get it. And that, some people may hear it and may sound like a sales gimmick, but some people will connect with that, because anyone that's ever bought a cheap product that had to buy it again, get it repaired, or buy an entirely different product, or go back to buy the original one you wanted to buy that was high quality, they know and they understand that the least price is not always the least expensive. I think that the least price ends up being the most expensive. So that's my concept. Hopefully you found the video interesting and insightful. Sorry it took me so long to drive the point. I would love to ask you what you think about this.